Senior Kyle Biggers won the state championship this year in the 215-pound weight class. He won all four of his matches and earned 26 points. Biggers says he was in a clear headspace the day of the tournament.
I was just really calm the whole day, just relaxed, you know, give myself a break, and I only really focused on what I was going to do when the time came. And that really helped keep me calm, less stressful. In the long run, I think that's like one of the biggest influences on why I won.
This kind of calm focus is something that head coach James Valentine says he tries to cultivate in his wrestlers.
The steps to get your kid focused. You are focused on your one match. That's the goal. If you can, as a wrestler, tune out all the parents that are screaming at you, all the crowd that's screaming at you, and hone in just us coaches, the referee, and the opponent that you are wrestling.
Valentine noticed that Biggers seemed very centered during the state competition. That's not an easy feat because there was such a huge crowd. Valentine says there were 8 mats with wrestlers competing, much more than the 2 mats they usually see at tournaments.
So when you have 8 mats all laid out, you have 400 kids, all their friends, family, and all the spectators, so you have 1,000 people watching you. I mean, the pressure is on, and the atmosphere is electric.
This video of Didi Toyomura wrestling in one of her matches helped capture the moment. Biggers relied on tried-and-true wrestling techniques to win his matches. He's 6'4" and usually wrestles guys quite a bit shorter than him. This gives him an advantage for moves like an arm drag.
I try to call it an arm drag, where I'd grab his arm with my hand, then pull him into me. And then since my arm is so long, I can reach around and grab his leg and pick him up while he can't do anything because I still have his arm.
Biggers says his emotions were mixed in his last match, the match that won him the state championship.
It felt great, basically. I mean, it's kind of hard to put into words, but felt relieved. Kind of sad at the same time, you know, really bittersweet. Like, I won my last match, it's a great way to go, but at the same time, that was it, I'm done.
Petersburg sent 9 wrestlers to state this year, with 5 of them placing. That means those wrestlers were one of the top 6 in their weight class. Senior Wyatt Litster placed 3rd, senior Didi Toyomura took 4th, junior Jonas Anderson took 4th, and sophomore Caden Duke placed 5th. Harley Dunbar, Marcus Anderson, Angus Olson, and Laquel Deinhart all competed but did not place. But Valentine says just making it to state is a huge honor. Only 16 wrestlers in each weight class qualify for state each year.
They all had wins and they all had losses. And again, they're the top 16 kids in the state, which is, again, huge. And none of my kids ever give up.
The Vikings were the top school of their size, Division II. And it wasn't just Petersburg celebrating the championship. Valentine says that all the Southeast teams are part of one big tribe.
Southeast in general is like a very tight-knit community, so Wrangell, Sitka, Hoonah, Ketchikan, Haynes. So we always go Southeast first all. So when any of Southeast wrestlers win, we always celebrate as a whole, as a community.
So Southeast Alaska can celebrate one more state champion. Senior Kyle Biggers is the first boys state champion the school has seen in 12 years. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.